Father, we thank you for another episode today. Thank you because of what you did last week. Thank you for how you revealed your truth to us last week. And we are asking that you do the same again today. Let everyone be blessed and let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime. Let the words be filtered today to be your own words in the name of Jesus. And let no one return back the same way. And let everyone have an encounter of a lifetime. So shall it be in Jesus' name. Amen. Episode 10. This is the 10th episode. I'm so happy about it. That's 10 weeks come and gone. The title remains Unveiling the Law of Currency for Sustained Success. Unveiling the Law of Currency for Sustained Success. So what comes to mind is, what kind of currency are we talking about today? Consistency or continuity is a key to unparalleled victories in the kingdom of God. If you want to have victories that cannot be contested, then consistency or continuity is the key, like we had that episode before on consistency. However, relevance is the key to continuous success. Relevance is the key to continuous success. Being relevant is what makes a difference between yesterday and today. Yesterday can only form a foundation for today. Today is actually the relevant thing in life. Tomorrow is in the future, but right now is what we call current. It is happening right now. So what is currency? Dictionary defines currency in two ways. Number one, it says the fact or quality of being generally accepted or in use. You know, similar words include prevalence or circulation. It means for something to be prevalent or in circulation. It also refers to being in vogue or being relevant and useful. Then the other part of it that we all like is, it's also defined as a system of money in general use in a particular country. For example, the $20 or 20 naira note of yesteryears, the moment the design changes, it's no longer a currency. It's no longer current. It's no longer relevant. For example, the $100 bill before, in the last several years, you can't use it again because they've changed the design. So the same paper to have the same quality, it used to have the same value, of course. We are not talking about inflation now, but you see the money, you know this money, and you value it, you keep it safe. But that old one, you can only make it an artwork or put it in the museum. It's no longer a currency. So we are looking at how God wants our life to be a currency. Our God wants us to be relevant and useful in the world we are in. God is an ever-current God. The Bible says His mercies are new every morning. Lamentations 3:22-23. He knows the mercies of yesterday are no longer enough for today. That is why He renews it every day. That is why He sends a new version of His mercy every day, freshness every day for His mercies. And that's why He says we are to pray that God should give us this day our daily bread. Jesus taught us to pray that God should give us what we need for today. The one of yesterday has gone. That's why Jesus says, don't be worried about tomorrow because what you need is right now. Of course, He's not talking about planning. He's just saying that you need to focus on what you need now. You can plan for tomorrow, but you're actually planning for what you need tomorrow. But today He's talking about give us this day our daily bread. The relevance we need for today, the impact we need for today. Father, give it to us. That's what the prayer is about. So God hates stale righteousness. For example, in Ezekiel 18:24, God says, if someone is righteous and had the righteousness of yesterday, He says that person's righteousness cannot save him today. He needs to also walk in another form of righteousness today. Righteousness means right works, right acts. Yes, you've been saved and all that. We are not talking about all those details today. But if you read that book of Ezekiel, he's saying, if someone used to be a sinner, for example, and has committed all manner of sins, and he decides to repent, and God meets him today, God will forget all the things he has done in time past as sin, and begin to relate with him on a fresh note. The same way in righteousness, meaning that all the good things you used to do, you only get the reward of what you did in time past. If you want the reward for the future, you have to do something new today. That's what that place is talking about. So the key to a never-fading success is obedience to the law of currency. If you want your success to be relevant and not fade away, then you need to obey the law of currency. It is the secret to continuous relevance in life after the order of Daniel in the Bible. Daniel was relevant under different administrations, under different kings. There will always be a problem that makes everybody look out for Daniel. And God wants us to be that kind of person. He wants to be that kind of person that when there's a problem, they want to look for you. Now, I'm going to give some examples. But before then, we need to understand that yesterday's knowledge may just be obsolete today. What used to be relevant yesterday may just be outdated and useless now. For example, if you are the best typist in the world, manual typewriters, you were so good that you were working for the president. If that's what you still do today, I can almost guarantee that a person will lose his job. Because who actually uses manual typewriters today? Everybody uses the computer. In fact, normal computers, you can do a lot of things without it because you can do them on your smartphones. Meaning that smartphones are now current. They are now relevant. It gives a kind of currency in the world we are in today. So new problems require new insights, fresh wisdom, creativity, or innovation. There will always be new problems coming up every day that will require you to bring up a new innovation to solve it. If someone is not aware of that, he may just lose out of life. And someone who used to be at the top finds himself at the bottom. That will not be a portion of a portion in Jesus' name. For example, I think of recent, my wife was telling me how hairdressers are now lamenting that they have lower patronage because women now go on low cuts. People lose jobs and businesses because of new technology emerging every day. Loss of business due to political changes and new laws and regulations. So these things will keep happening. It's actually foolishness for someone to assume that these changes will not happen. They will happen. The only foolishness is if someone assumes they will not happen. If someone assumes that what used to be relevant will keep getting relevant. No, there will always be improvements and innovations in life. So if someone wants to really be current and be prosperous in the future, he needs to start looking out. We'll look at some questions. But before then, we need to understand that currency in monetary terms require continuous relevance. The money in your bank account is a reflection of your relevance in life. So you can just do a little math. Look at your bank account. It shows how much problems you have solved for people. It shows how much of help or blessing you have been to people. That's the truth. Yes, of course, there's a time of patience, there's a time of sowing, there's a time of reaping. But of course, it's telling you what you have done in time past. Maybe what you are doing now, you reap it in the future or at the moment. But whatever you have right now as a reward tells you how much of impact you have made in time past. So you want to check your bank account. Why am I talking about bank today and money? Because money most times reflects our sweat, our life. How we have invested it in time past. It's a lot of reflection on it. If someone is blessing a lot of people, he cannot be poor. That's the truth. If you are really adding to life, your account will reflect it. So the question that people ask is, why are pastors getting rich nowadays? Someone will say, okay, it's because pastors, a lot of people are giving to them and all that. But I don't think so. It's actually because they are giving more to people. Maybe not money alone, but they're actually giving relevance to people. You can stay under a pastor now and be sure that all areas of your life can be getting blessed. A pastor is wise enough to talk about marriage, to talk about business, to talk about finances, how to save, how to do many things, management. He's equipped in different areas of life. So when you get under that kind of person, you have no choice than to be a blessing to them. So that's why they are getting rich, not because people are giving to them. In fact, no one becomes rich by what they give to him, no, but by what he gives out. People are giving to them a response of the relevance they are bringing to their lives. That's why somebody is rich who has a lot of business can stay under a pastor. Why? Because he knows that pastor has something upstairs. You also want to be like that in life. You are a priest. You are a king. You want to be relevant. You want to improve on yourself. You don't want to be the person that doesn't know anything in life except the kind of job you do. Some people, apart from the job they do, they actually don't know anything else. Apart from the Bible, they don't know anything else. That is not the law of currency. If you want currency in cash, then be current with different things that are relevant in life. So money as a currency or a river flows to where it is needed. So if money is not flowing to you, for example, you want to question a lot of things in your life. Do you want to check different things you are doing? Do you want to ask several questions? And if people are not coming to your shop, they are not buying your service, they are not getting saved through you as a believer, do you want to ask how strong your current is? The word current can also be taken out of the word currency. And if you look at electricity, if nobody is using the electricity, if you have cables, for example, the electricity cables, If nobody's using it, it is because there's no current in it. So you want to ask, what kind of current do I have in myself? And how that current, how that electricity is being used, depends on the kind of current it carries. What the very strong distribution cable can do is not what tiny flexible wire in your house can do. No, they have different kinds of current because they have different currents they carry. So we have some questions tonight that will actually inspire us to think and make some changes. Number one is ask questions. What should I do? Ask questions. Questions are the pathways to freedom. You want to ask several questions to remain relevant in life and to be current. If you are current, currency will come to you. If you are not, currency will flow out. Just like we know, currency is called currency because it's like a river. So if more is flowing out of you than more is coming back, then something is wrong. Meaning that some people have a higher power to receive from you. But if it is flowing to you, flowing to you, flowing to you, it is because you are also giving in different areas of life. You are sowing different kinds of seed. You are giving to your customers because everything revolves around sowing and reaping in life. If a lot of customers are coming your way, it's because you are giving a lot of service. So question 1A is, where are you? Proverbs 23-27 says, be diligent to know the state of your flocks and attend to your herds, for riches are not forever. Praise the Lord. So that is a very serious scripture. He said, riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. When the hay is removed and the tender grass shows itself and the herbs of the mountains are gathered in, the lambs will provide your clothing and the goats the price of a field. You shall have enough goats meat for your food, for the food of your household and the nourishment of your servants. I know there are different ways to apply this scripture in our lives. But one of the ways is knowing that verse 24 says, it says, riches are not forever, nor does a crown endure to all generations. The question is, why is that happening? Why are riches not enduring forever? It is because currency is going down in that lineage. If you see a lot of rich people, the father became so rich and left a lot of riches for the children. But if you look at many of them, especially in our country, you find out that as the father is leaving, the money is also flowing away out of the family. Why? Because the children do not have the capacity to retain it. They do not have the capacity to give what their father has given. So they cannot retain the current in them. We know that in electricity, a cable is able to retain as much current as low as its resistance to electricity. If it's resisting a lot, then it cannot pass a lot of current through itself. But if it has the capacity to retain a lot of current, then a lot of current will pass through it. So today, the first question is, where are you? You want to know your state right now. You want to ask yourself questions. That is what the prodigal son did. He asked himself some questions. He said, wait, this is my current state. The way I'm going, if I continue like this, I will soon become a pig, because he was already eating with pigs. He said, I will soon become a pig. Now, this is where I am. He checked his past, he checked his present, he looked at the future, and he said, okay, let me take steps towards the future. So you want to know where you are. He said, be diligent to know the state of your flocks. Check different things in your life. Check your skills. Are your skills relevant for the present moment? So the second question, which is 1B, is what brought me here successfully? You want to know what you did in time past that brought you to where you are now. So what brought me here successfully? That is another question to ask. Question 1C is, what made me fail? If you have failed in any area of life, you want to ask a question. Now, why did I fail? Why did I fall? The prodigal son checked his life. He said, I did these things wrong. This is what brought me here. I left home when I wasn't supposed to leave home. What brought me here? Why did I fall? So question 1D is, what is the way out? That is what the prodigal son did. He said, what is the way out for me? Okay, if I do this and do this, I may be able to have success. He said, in fact, not that I may. He was sure that his father would at least make him a servant. He wasn't even aiming for the skies. He just wanted to be okay, to be able to eat. And guess what? They got more than he bargained for. And so it is with us as children of God. When you take steps, God will always amplify your efforts. And I pray for someone listening today that God will amplify your efforts in Jesus' name. So another question, 1E, is how can I prevent failure? In Proverbs 22:3, The Bible says a prudent person foresees danger and takes precautions. He said, but a simple thing, that's a simple person, a naive person, someone does anything and plan for the future. He says, goes blindly on. You don't want to be that simple person. You don't want to be the simple thing. You don't want to be the person. And I also don't want to be there. And may we not be in that realm in the name of Jesus. So if you don't want to be there, you want to foresee danger and prevent it. Another question is, what will the future look like? That is talking about vision. You must be able to picture what the future looks like by the power of God. You want to, like God did to Abraham, he said, come out, look at the skies, check everything. That is how your future will look like. You want to check scriptures and see what the future looks like. Because as a child of God, the guarantee you have of the future is what the scripture says about the future. So if you can see the picture of your future in the scriptures, you can be guaranteed that the future is going to look bright. So the question is, what will the future look like? We can look at that Proverbs again, that look at the future, look at the impediments that may come along the way. If you look at the skills you have now, and you think there's no future in it, what's the step to take? Of course, look at the consequences. If I don't take these steps, will I be relevant in the future? Then take the right steps. If you have to learn a new skill, you can learn it. Because the Bible says you can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. These are steps you can take after asking those questions. Make room for more. What should I do? Make room for more. Isaiah 54 verse 2 says, enlarge the place of your tent. Let them stretch out the curtains of your dwellings. He said, do not hold back. Expand. If you don't create a room, you won't have a place to keep things. So as a child of God, you must create a room by faith. And when you create a room by faith, God will fill it up. So the next thing, what should I do? Number three, no, we're taking number one, ask questions. Number two, make room for more. Number four is don't be complacent. Don't be complacent. You don't want to be complacent in life. Don't assume you have gotten to where you have not gotten to. Begin to take steps to get better in life. Don't be complacent. 1 Corinthians 10:12 says, therefore, let him who thinks he stands take heed, lest he fall. So in working with God, in life, in business, you don't want to be complacent. You don't want to think you have achieved when you have not achieved. So don't be complacent. The next step to take is, or what you should do is, what are the consequences of laxity, delay, and procrastination? What are the consequences? Just asking that question can save a lot of headache. What are the consequences of laxity, delay, and procrastination? If I begin to delay what I'm supposed to learn, what am I going to miss in the future? If I'm supposed to save money and I refuse to save it, what will be the consequence? I'll miss a lot of opportunities. When somebody is selling something cheap, a land cheap, and I don't have enough money, I will miss out. But if I've saved ahead of time, I can be guaranteed that I can buy into that opportunity. So the next thing, number five, is remember the law of times and seasons. Remember the laws of times and seasons. The Bible says time and chance happen to them all, meaning that everybody will get a chance in opportunities. You will always have a chance. You will always get an opportunity. And opportunities will come over and over again. So remember that there is a time for everything and a season to every purpose under the sun. For example, now, it's too late for me to be a football champion. It's just too late. I missed that time if I wanted to be in that line. But the question is, where you are now, what can you still do within the time and the season? Maximize it. Because the more you delay, the more you are missing out on the opportunities of the future. Number six, design a tool for the hour or for the moment. You must know what is relevant for the moment. You must know what is relevant for the future. For example, everybody talks about blockchain now. You can almost discern that it's going to be the future. Even if you're not going to be a developer, you may want to think about doing a business that revolves around that. If, for example, you have a lot of money, you want to begin to look at, okay, how is this going to work in the future? How is it going to affect the business I'm doing now? Because I can almost guarantee that most banking in the future will be relying on blockchain technology to function. So if you don't have an idea, just like a lot of people didn't enter into internet on time and they missed out of a lot of things. You also want to begin to look at the tool for the moment that will be relevant in the future. Number seven, how do I do it better, faster, or cheaper? One of the three makes your competitor get clients while you do not. They are either doing it better faster or cheaper. So every day you want to begin to ask yourself questions. How do I do things better? How do I do it faster or cheaper? Because if you don't do, no matter how much people like you, no matter the emotional attachment they have with you, no matter how much you laugh at them, if somebody can do it better, they will most likely go there. If somebody can do it faster, they want to save time, they will most likely go to the person. And if somebody can do it cheaper, they will be tempted to go to the person. So you want to look at your life, your business. How do I do things better? How do I do it faster or cheaper? And number 8, have multiple options. Have multiple options. Do not allow yourself to be in a corner. You can have 4 streams of income. Genesis 2, 9 to 14 talks about how God created a garden and created 4 streams out of a stream. Meaning that out of your life, you can allow 4 streams to flow in or even to flow out. You don't depend on the business. Because remember, the things we looked at before. See how a lot of hairdressers are losing out in business. Why? Because many women now wear their wig. So, for example, an hairdresser, you want to think that, okay, do I learn how to barb? Do I do other things? Do I learn how to make wigs? You know, you begin to think about how to have more options. And you can even begin to have other things apart from the hairdressing business or whatever you do. You don't want to stay in that line. We can't predict the future except God shows it. And if God has not shown it, you want to begin to use some wisdom to begin to do other things along the line. It's not a lack of focus. It's just being wise to have multiple incomes, multiple options. You know, you're having the plan B that if this one doesn't work, I want to use this. Praise God. So that is called wisdom. Elijah thought he was the only prophet left. And God told him that I have 7,000 alternatives in the waiting. If God will have 7,000 alternatives, why will a Christian stick to one line of business or just one way of doing things? You want to look for several ways of doing things better, maybe 7,000 ways. Learn things over and over and over again. God had 7,000 alternatives. Why would you stick to only one option for business and think things will just be better? That's wishful thinking. It is not wisdom. And lastly, faith does not make one stupid, but wiser, wiser, and wiser. And I pray that as we begin to take these steps, will begin to see the future, overcome obstacles, and do better in life. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. May we be blessed in Jesus' name. God wants us to be successful, and there are many things about it. Just like somebody asked, that in a nutshell, that what you do to succeed, or how you made it ministry, in a nutshell. I said, no, there are many naughty shells around it, not just one. They are not actually, because you have to do several things to grow in success. We'll be looking at several laws of success, and as we do that, we will be surely blessed. Please do share with your friends and family and invite them also to be part of the live broadcast so they could have the opportunity to ask questions. Be blessed in Jesus' name. Next week, let's watch out and see what God wants to reveal to us. We'll be blessed. In Jesus' name. And I pray that as we are listening to all this, the Holy Spirit will interpret it in our hearts and bring us to the place of blessing and prosperity and the grace to do what God is telling us to do. We will receive it in the name of Jesus. Stay ever blessed and see you next week. In Jesus' name.